We are joined here in the Media Center with the Pro Stock number one qualifier, Greg Anderson. His pass of 6.571 seconds at 210.54 miles per hour took him to the top. Greg, this is your 103rd start from the number one pass, this is the third all-time in NHRA history behind John Forrest and Warren Johnson. So quite the accomplishment. Can you talk about what that means to you and your career?
That's a huge number, no question. But I had no idea it was that. I thought it was in the 80s. It's 103. Wow. That's pretty impressive. So that tied Bob Glidden or passed him? Or?
You are right behind John Forrest and Warren Johnson.
So did I go by Bob Glidden?
Yes, you did.
Wow, that's cool. Anytime you go by one of Bob Glidden's records, you better be proud of that. That's pretty darn cool. So it's been great. And this racetrack, I've always loved coming here. I love the racetrack, and I brag every year how great the surface is, and it's a great pro stock track because it's one of those racetracks where every bit of power you can find, you can apply to this racetrack. The starting line is the best starting line we race on all year long. I have no earthly idea why I've struggled to win here. I think I've only won one time.
Twice
now? Okay, and so it's been a tough one to crack, but I don't know why. I love racing here. I love the racetrack, and our cars always make really high-quality runs here. The whole class does, to be honest with you. You saw that. I don't think we saw one car shake the tires all weekend, and it's just basically the more power it can bring to the starting line, the faster you can run. So it's neat. It's cool. Tonight's session was just a perfect run inside the car. It's one of those that you don't have very often. You're going down the racetrack and you're almost clapping. You're smiling. You're just saying yes, yes, yes. And then you hope and pray when you turn the corner they tell you it's number one. And luckily it was. And then I had to sweat out one more pair with Jason and Matt Hartford. And I just knew the way things were going, I was going to lose it by a thou, but I didn't. So the guys were with me today, and we get to start from the number one spot, and we get on our green hat. So that's great. And now on to business tomorrow, trying to find a way to change colors of this baby. Find me a yellow hat. It's been a while, and I really need it. I want it. It's been a long time since I've won. This class is so hard to win in, but I think these are the best race cars we've had all year. And since the little break we had in the schedule where we were able to stay home and work for a month or so, it looks like the KB Racing team came out with the biggest gain in the little mini off season we had. So I'm very proud of that, proud of the guys, and our cars are fast right now. So, you know, it's all up to the drivers to get it done. We'll see what we can do tomorrow. And it's hard to win because the drivers all drive so great on Sundays and the cars all run so good. The weather's going to be cooler tomorrow. That means the starting line will be great all weekend. You'll have fast side-by-side racing, and it's all going to come down probably to who gets their foot off the clutch first. So I'm going to go home tonight and pray to the gods that my left foot wakes up on the right side of the bed tomorrow and it's quick and it gets the job done tomorrow. So it's going to be fun, going to be exciting, and I'm happy so far.
Question? Yeah, you talked about how good the lead cars are 60 footing here. So are you surprised at all, or maybe just more proud about how good that you guys
We did talk
there?
About that before the weekend, and they are fast here, but our cars are too. So obviously we've done our homework. We've done a better job with that. We had last weekend the hottest racetrack we've raced on all winter or all summer, and it seemed like we did a better job than the rest on a greasy racetrack. Now we're at the best racetrack that we've had all year, and our cars are strong again. So just proud of the job that Rob and Rob Downing and Dave Conley are doing, and all the guys on the crew and all the guys in the engine shop. They're doing fantastic. So it's fun right now, and it's a tough, tough game, and you better find a way to get better every day or you're going to get passed by. And it looks like we're getting better, and it's a abbreviated season, so you don't have a lot of time to build to the countdown. So hopefully we're climbing that mountain, and we're going to be in the thick of things when it comes time to start the chase and see if we can find a way to bring home another title to Summit. So we got the Summit race coming up, and obviously we want to peak for that. I feel good about it, but I'd love to bring him a trophy from Chicago.
To get there. I need to